second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Greg Kalina? Carolina.
It rhymes with Carolina, yeah.
All right. Okay, so you met this guy that used to live in Afghanistan when you went to the market. So tell us that story.
Yeah, so a really nice guy. I mean, just, you know, he's Muslim, and so I felled him out, and his cousin, just a beautiful girl, nice-looking guy, and they're like in their late 20s. So we just became friendly, and so about the fifth or sixth time I was there, I started asking him about, you know, hey, man, I like living in the United States, but I know our government's corrupt. I said, I'd really love to pick your brain about what's going on in Afghanistan, because he hadn't moved here. He'd only been here a few years. Sweetheart, just a really, really good guy. So he goes, oh, no, I'll talk to you. What do you want to know? So I started saying, so tell me about the poppy field. And he kind of got this smug little smile, and I go, so you know something? He goes, oh, yeah, my brother still lives there. He grows, he, you know, he grows heroin, he grows poppy. And I go, really? And he goes, yeah, Greg, you want to know the truth about it? And I go, sure. And he goes, the U.S. military came to him one day, and they said, do you want to increase your fold 270%. My brother's not an idiot. He goes, sure, I'd love to. And he goes, here's super seeds. The U.S. Army gave him super seeds, and he did increase his flock or his whatever, his crop, that much. And he goes, they never bothered him. They never did any, you know, they didn't eradicate his crop. They didn't burn it down. They didn't come and ask him for money from it. But so there, you know, it was funny because, and you know this probably better than anyone, but in the year 2000, they were making $5 billion a year off the poppy crop, and now I said it's $800 million, and my friend corrected me. Amir goes, oh, no, it's a trillion now. So, I mean,
right.
The guy had no reason to lie.
Right. And I do believe that Pat Tillman was going to come back and tell that story. Or tell similar stories, and that's why they assassinated him.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I, being a sports fan or whatever, I know quite a bit about Pat Tillman. I remember he played at Arizona State, and talking about a sad story. I mean, just a good guy, and he went in for the right reasons, the sucker reasons that, you know, we're all brainwashed.
Right, the flag waving and all that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know, and I understand that mentality. It's something I would never do or want my kids to do or my nephews or nieces to do, but to be assassinated from short range, what, he got 3 shots in his forehead and that whole story. But the reason I brought up the whole thing about the super seeds is that if we can just tumble some of these myths and the people in the quote that I think it was Patrick that you read right before the break, he's exactly right. So people just go on the little bit of information, and they base all their knowledge on that, and they're always, the term I always use, everybody's afraid to exceed their paradigms. See, I'm the opposite. I tell my players, I go, if I'm wrong, correct me. I mean, I want to learn. But I tell the guys, my co-coaches, I go, you know what? Say whatever you want, because if all of us think the same, two of us aren't necessary. So come at me. I don't care. I want to learn. I don't want to be a stooge. I believed a lot of this stuff my whole life, like the Jesse Owens things I told you at the beginning of the show, or we did go to the moon, or I believe the 6 million story. And it's just, everybody goes, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. And I go, well, what exactly is a conspiracy theorist? If Deanna and I plot to go hold up a 7-Eleven, that's a conspiracy. I mean, does it mean it's not, we went and did it, we got $75? You know what I mean? I never really get what that means.
Right. Well, it is interesting, but it's just a term that that they have used to vilify us. And of course, whenever you hear that word, then you think negatively of the message. Now,
It's the anti-Semite thing. I didn't mean to cut you off. It's the same thing. What, 14% of the people in Israel are Semites? But we're anti-Semites because we say anything. But go ahead.
Right. All right. We're going to go ahead and do a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. My guest today is Greg Kalina. You know why I have trouble with your name? It's because I took a year of Italian at the local college, and it's really, so it makes it difficult when you're saying people's names to not pronounce them the way that I learned to pronounce Italian names.
Everybody says it like, you know, the Czechoslovakian pronunciation, basically. That's where it came from. So.
Oh, okay. I have a friend whose last name is spelled like Alice, A-L-I-C-E, and it's an Italian name, and she says it's Alice, and I say, no, it's Alice. You know, but, so anyway, names can be a problem. Let me read to you what one of our other listeners said, but in reference to the clip of the Apollo 11 press conference, which I have linked on the radio schedule page, Lindsay says, let me just scroll up here so I can see what he said. He said, I do not think that people can appreciate what he is saying until they watch this clip. I remember the first time that I saw it, it was startling. It was like they were giving testimony in front of Congress and knew that they were committing perjury. I am serious. That is the best analogy that I can use. So, you really do have to watch these clips, people. Just go to the website, and also we will have them at the RBN, in the RBN archives. You really do need to look at these clips. They're very short, but oh my goodness, they are so telling, so revealing.
Yeah, there's many people that I use quotes of in my book, probably five or six people, that have really good comments, insightful of that Apollo 11 press conference, just reading their body language. I have this Mr. Bean's Belts thing queued up here if you want me to play the audio part of it here. Listener, the one with the Van Allen belt and where the guy can't get his story straight.
I will send that to the board up because they really need to do it.
Oh, okay, because I can play it over the phone. It's worked well on Charlie's show.
It does work as well. We'll play it after
all
the
right.
next. okay. But tell us the name of your book.
Well, I'm working with, and I like the title, Truth's Protective Layers. Now, that came from Neil Armstrong's 25-year anniversary when he was at the White House, and and people could actually go on YouTube and type that in, Neil Armstrong's White House Truth's Protective Layers speech. It's only like a minute long, too. But he stands up there, and he's basically he's addressing Georgetown University like a lot of graduate students, I believe. There are a lot of them in the audience. And he goes, someday we will be able to lift, the people going after us will be able to lift truth protective layers and make new discoveries. And he's got tear in his eye. I mean, he's shaken up. Now, if people don't know much about Neil Armstrong, of all the astronauts, people who have investigated the moon farce, I think most people had the most respect for him for the fact that he became basically J.D. Salinger. He was just reclusive. He didn't want to step out and talk about it. He didn't want the limelight, unlike like Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin would sell like medallions and a little star chart. He made like $250,000 selling these little things he claimed he took to the moon with him. He goes out on tours and talks all the time. And for people to sit here and say that he's not capable of, or they say he's not a paid actor or whatever. He of course, he doesn't know how to act in front of the camera. That guy's just a ham. And he ends up being a drunk. And, you know, he's a guy who took a shot at Bart Sobrell. Now, did Bart deserve that? I don't think so. I mean, he was probably being rude and up in his face a little bit, but you don't resort to physical violence ever. I mean, only when you're protecting yourself. And that wasn't, Bart wasn't physically doing anything to him. So, yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if you know this about Buzz Aldrin. He was basically committed to an asylum. He'd lost his mind. He stood up in front of, where it was in California, he was facing like young pilots in the Air Force. And he couldn't tell. Somebody asked him, goes, what was it like to be on the moon? And he completely had a mental breakdown, and he ran out into the alley and started weeping and went to a bar and had some drinks. And that's when they put him into an asylum for a while. So,
goodness. People really cannot do, just goes against people's value systems. And
yeah.
If they have, if they know that what they're doing is so deceptive, they can't handle it mentally. And I believe that a lot of the servicemen come back and they can't handle it either. And a friend of mine and somebody that has been on this program before mentioned in an email just recently regarding all the suicides of all these veterans. What Bob in D.C. says, hey, are those suicides or are those hit squads? And you really have to kind of think about that.
Well, I know that, I don't know, I'm not witnessing any suicides, but they also, which you probably know, they have by far the highest desertion rate ever. So between the two, I think what you're saying is 100% on topic, because what these guys are doing, they're over there and they know there's a lie and they can't take it anymore. I don't know if you happen to hear, I don't even know what his real name is. He uses the name, I'm blanking on his name, but he's on the Michael Sledge show on Oracle, and he served 8 years in Iraq, and he told, it's just a great interview, and he told the things he did and how he's embarrassed by it, and it was just a heartfelt 2 hours with this guy on the radio. And I think these guys, they go over there with the red, white, and blue, you know, Chevrolet apple pie and marry the girl next door in their eyes, and all of a sudden they're going, this is a nightmare. They're telling us to kill Haji. They're slowly brainwashed. They're MK Ultra, and I think they did the same thing to the astronauts. they bring them back. I mean, there's different things in my book where they talk to, actually, there's a woman psychiatrist, and she said that she would deprogram these guys. Now, I don't know if that's true, but there was an interview of her saying that. So then they come back, and they have the reality of facing their demons, and it's just contradictory messages. Now, Buzz Aldrin, he went to West Point. He has to take the, you know, those guys are the highest truth of all. If they cheat on an exam, they got a self-report, and they're kicked out of the school. So now here he is lying about this whole thing, his whole life. How do you go through life with that? I don't know. I'm not a good liar, so I don't understand it.
All right. Now, this other, Mr. Bean's belts, it's 4 minutes.
I would tell her to slide it up to 135.
Okay.
And then that's when he comes on.
All righty.
And the rest, she can play it all the way through from there.
Okay, great. We will do that when we come back from the next break. We have some time then.
Deanna, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When did you... you had Dave McGowan on, and he's funny, and I've read all his Moondoggy series, and actually he's in the book too. I correspond with him a little bit. But when did you figure out the moon thing, or how old were you when were you a kid when you saw it? I mean, what's your kind of background and how you came about? Or where are you now? I take it you pretty much believe it was a farce.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, just
making sure.
That's why I had Dave McGowan on, because it needs to be exposed for what it is. And,
yeah.
I mean, I don't remember when, but the minute you see anything about it, I think it hasn't been that long. But the minute that you look at it, then you know that it can't be true. If they've never repeated it, how do they explain going through the Van Allen belts? How do you explain what really got me to is the money. The big,
yeah, 30
big...
billion, yeah.
Okay, what company got all of that when this whole darn thing was probably took place in some sound studio in Hollywood with Kubrick
mm-hmm.
directing the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
So this was a huge transfer of money. Because the American people think that, we had to pay all these billions of dollars because this was such a big project and they needed special equipment. No, they didn't need, it was sound, it was just all props.
Well, yeah, they brought the Nazi scientists, I don't even like using the word Nazi, but I guess that's what they were. They brought them in Operation Paperclip here to run the whole deal, and they were affiliated with the CIA, and then this became a branch of the CIA. So they're all in bed together, so the 30, 40 billion, whatever it did cost, maybe they used 5 billion of it for, you know, fake whatever. But like you said, where did the rest of the money go? Black
well,
ops
Dave,
to Israel? Who knows?
Yeah, Dave McGowan said that Wernher von Braun said that it would take a ship the size of the
Empire
Titanic.
State Building. Empire State Building. Yeah. To get there.
He didn't participate in that. I mean, his name may be attached to it in some respect, but...
Yeah, and he quit Apollo before they ever got there, too. I mean, he knew the thing was a farce.
Of
he probably
course.
Got out with his good name. And he was buddies with Walt Disney, and, you know, they used Disney Studios and all that type of stuff. I always find it interesting to see what other people think and when they kind of figured it out, because it is a gradual process. But once, like I said, that's why I started off with the kid who told me to watch Loose Change. It's just one thing. Okay, now it's easy to exceed my paradigm. Let me open up to everything here and educate myself and no longer be a sucker. But I don't know what percentage of people are there. I hope it's close to 5%, but I tell people about the moon. I'm a little more hesitant on the Holocaust. People get violent, though.
All righty. We will be right back. Stay tuned. We've got some commercials. Be right back.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. My guest today is Greg Kalina. Alrighty, I did it right. Alrighty, we do have some callers lined up here, and we do have the clip to play. Why don't we do take some callers, and then we'll do the clip after the next break. How's that?
Okay.
All right, let's take let's see who we got first lined up here. Lindsay in Georgia. Lindsay, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna. Hello, Greg. How are you?
Hi, Lindsay. How you doing, my man?
I'm okay. I just wanted to let everyone know to share my story of how I woke up to the whole moon hoax issue. After, you know, when I was younger, people had told me, you know, Lindsay, there are some people who are crazy enough to believe that we never went to the moon. And I was maybe 8 years old at the time when I was told this. And I never forgot because it seemed so absurd. How could people think that we never went to the moon? And as I got older, when the internet became, you know, started to become what it is now, I started to try to research this issue, but there was almost nothing available. And then I stumbled upon Bart Sabrell's video where he included the so-called secret footage that was sent to him by NASA showing the astronauts faking going halfway to the moon. Now, for anyone who's never seen this, you can go on YouTube ADL and type in "new leaked moon landing footage shows hoax." You can type that into the search engine. "New leaked moon landing footage shows hoax," and that is a 10-minute clip of Bart Sabrell's video. A funny thing happened on the way to the moon, where that so-called secret footage, that footage that he received from NASA mistakenly, is there for everyone to see. And after I saw that, there was no more question. And I told Deanna this, I believe it was when not Bart Sabrell was her guest, but it was someone else, that after I watched that, there was no more question, because if they were faking going halfway to the moon and they were in Earth's orbit, there's no doubt where they are, where they were. If they were at Earth's orbit faking going halfway to the moon, then that means that there was no way that they could have gotten out of Earth's orbit past the Van Allen radiation belt to even get to the moon. So I wanted to share that story. But also, whenever people around me have asked me, when I bring up the issue about what they believe happened with the moon landing, I try, if I can, show them the video of the astronauts faking going halfway to the moon. And every person to whom I've shown this, whether it be friends, coworkers, family, girlfriend, whatever, every person to whom I've shown this, every one has said, "My God, is this true?" First, do they say, "Is this really true?" And I say, "Yes, so you're looking at it." And then they say, "Well, if this is true, then we didn't go, or we human beings did not go to the moon as we were told." And I said, "That's right." And the next question you need to ask, to be asking, is why has the media not presented this to the people anywhere in the world? There is no newspaper, or as far as I know, that has ever discussed this as being proof that we did not go to the moon. I wanted to get your opinion on what I just said. You know, if there is a true debate about people who really believe that we never went to the moon, then why in the hell do they never bring up the fact that the astronauts are faking going halfway to the moon? That you don't need to know anything else. That's all that you need to see. And that's all that I've ever really shown people, you know, besides the whole Van Allen radiation belt thing and you know, the shadows and all that. But see, people get bogged down in that kind of stuff and become confused. But when they see the astronauts playing tricks, pretending to be halfway to the moon and they're in Earth's orbit, there's nothing else that people need to see. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, yeah, great point, Lindsay. I interviewed Bart in my book quite a bit, and we talked about that same thing and how he felt when NASA just happened to mail him that film, and he didn't know what he was getting when he opened up that package that day. And he said he walked around for a week and he didn't know what to do, and he called Bill Kasing and asked him his advice. But anyhow, we know, and I know you well enough, Lindsay, we know why and who keeps that from being played. Let's just look at a couple other parallels to that. Where are the 85 cameras at the Pentagon? You know, they're not going to tell us anything. They're not going to show us anything. Something I mentioned too, again linear to the thought process, so I'm going to add this, and I said it to Deanna, and we kind of agreed I wouldn't say the name of this person, but I'm going to tell you something I find really fascinating. I'm a detail guy like John Wooden, you know, it's the Matt starts the forest fire, and you know, details make the great team and whatever, but so this is a small little thing, but it's huge, and Lindsay, I think you'll really like this. Okay, so you got the porcine gatekeeper out of Austin. We know who that is, the host, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's mm-hmm. somebody else on RPN. I'm not going to say his name. Very popular talk show host. There's two, basically three things, neither one of them will ever talk about. They won't talk about the moon. They won't talk about the Holocaust. And they're very, very reticent to speak about what happened at the Pentagon.
No. You mean Rivero. You mean Michael Rivero.
All righty, we do have to cut to a break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
I don't know about the rest of you folks, but Texas has been mighty hot recently. Apparently, we're not the only ones feeling the heat. I just heard yet another commercial by an outfit stating that you could buy three of their seed banks for less than the price of one of ours. Okay, so score one for the other guys. But honestly, why would you want three of their banks? You're still not going to get the number of varieties or nutritional value that you'll get in just one Texas Ready Liberty seed bank. Heck, we could assemble a 20-variety kit with 5,300 seeds, pack it in a tin can, and sell it for $39, too. But we're not interested in pursuing the feel-good market. We only care about providing families with a means to become self-sufficient, and that doesn't happen with 20 varieties of seed. We don't sell water filters, we don't sell keychain flashlights, and we don't sell wishful thinking either. All we sell are seeds, because that's what we know. Go to the other guys for all your folding shovel needs, but go to TexasReady.net for your seed bank. We trust your family is worth it. That's TexasReady.net.
All righty, welcome back. And we had Lindsay on the phone. And we do need to get to that, to other callers, and we also have a clip to play. Lindsay, did you want to make another point?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to recommend...
Lindsay, I just wanted to add something real quick. I hate cutting you off, but I just wanted to add that you actually will get a kick out of this. So that I don't want to mention his name and whatever, but I wrote him five times, and I said, why don't you discuss the moon mission and or the Holocaust. Those two things you'll never, ever discuss.
Well, a lot of people feel really uncomfortable doing that.
Yeah. Well, I thought this was interesting, though. This is more telling, Deanna. So then finally this person wrote back and basically insulted me for asking him that and saying, given a wrong answer about the lasers bouncing off the moon, he was given basically the default answer, which I believe is wrong. And so I said, okay, that's fine. At least, you know, you answered me back. And I said, will you look at these pictures of the lunar rovers and ask me where the track, or tell me where the tracks are? And I sent him three pictures a couple different times. And of course, I never heard back from him. So anyhow, but you're right. Some people don't want to talk about the Holocaust. I think the moon's pretty innocuous, though.
Right.
Right.
Go ahead, Lindsay.
Okay. I was just going to say that's kind of where I was going to go with my final comment. That I think it's critically important for us in the real truth movement to begin to debate with let's just say what they are, to debate with the Zionists, the points that we the truths that we have on our side, but also important to debate the issue about the moon, the whole moon hoax, the moon landing hoax, because people are unaware of the world around them, the true world around them. And I mean, I could spend, you know, quite a while going over, you know, just how much of that there is, but I would really encourage you, Deanna, to do some shows where you've got someone debating on our side and also a Zionist debating or attempting to debate.
Sounds like a good idea.
All right. Well, thank you, and that's all. Bye-bye, Greg. Bye-bye, Deanna.
Okay, thanks,
Bye-bye,
Lindsay.
Bye-bye, Lindsay. Thank you. There is a Tom sent us a link which I gave to the board op to add to the description that talks about the weightlessness in space, and this is from a very good website. Joe also says Americans have been taught on an emotional level and not to be analytical for a long time, whether it's slavery, the Holocaust, our victory in World War II or the moon landing, we have been indoctrinated to feel shame or guilt or pride and jingoism. To question the accepted would be racist or treason. All righty. Let's take another call. Let's take, let's see who we got here next. We have Patrick in New Jersey. Patrick, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Hi, Greg. Yeah, that's like the last comment that came in. I guess through the web, and just like the last caller was saying, you know, it's MK Ultra mind control with the media, the television, the entertainment, everything to the broadcast that people get for free through the whatever the antennas. They're all MK Ultra mind control. They tell people what's popular, what to think about, what to care about. Everything from the music sells children. I mean, I went to an amusement park. I have a 5-year-old daughter. I went to an amusement park the other day where the rides were geared towards children. The songs that they were playing were like these pop music, top 40 songs that were about sex, drugs, and alcohol. I couldn't believe it. And selling the whole gangster thug thing. I mean, in the music, it was absolutely horrible, and that's what 90% of all the people that are growing up today in this world are growing up into. And it's the families have been destroyed by the recessions through tobacco, drugs, and alcohol, and the fact that they're obscured, they're put on a level of untouchability, and when you do get, you know, it makes them more valuable, makes them more sought after. And the job is done in the media. I mean, it's already completely controlled. You can Google CNN fakes news broadcast, and they'll show you how they faked news, you know, how a video got leaked from how they were faking the news that they were giving
us about
the first war in...
Charles Jacko.
Right. It's just absolutely out of control by this point, you know? People's minds
are Patrick, let me ask you, have you ever heard of John Taylor Gatto?
Oh, yes. John Taylor Gatto, the teacher.
That's somebody I would definitely, I mean, the kids I coach, I make them, I do stuff way outside the box as a coach, but I make them sit down. I've shown them the USS Liberty. I've shown them different things, and they go, wow. And then the history teachers will come up to me in the school, and they go, what'd you show those guys? And I go, well, you ever heard of the USS Liberty? No, I never heard of it. I'll show it to them, and most of them really shy away, and the moon thing just blows their mind. They won't even discuss that. I've never even gone to the Holocaust with them. But the John Taylor Gatto, if I had a kid or daughter or son, which I don't, but I got a bunch of nephews and nieces, I go, hey, man, listen to this guy. This guy will teach you how to learn. It's not just recitation and memory. But anyhow, just gonna, if you'd heard of him, great.
Oh, yeah, no, me and my wife, we practice the non-aggression principle, you know, zero authority with our daughter. We homeschool her. We practice peaceful parenting. We're on that boat, and we try to spread the message to other parents. But you know what? They give us looks like we have seven heads. They can't wait to send their children off to school so they can have that 6 hours to themselves. Where, you know, they get to, you know, do exactly get into the tobacco, the drugs, the alcohol, and the perversions of life that have been sold to them through this MK Ultra control of the media and, you know, the total domination of everything from fashion to the music. I mean, everything. Every single thing that you look at that's out there has a bit of this involved, or more than a bit. It's absolutely out of control. And I try to talk to people, and I'm afraid, being a parent with a young daughter, and if I say something like this to the wrong person, that I'm going to be put on one of those lists where I'm going to have a visit. And that's the sad part of all this.
Well, let me ask you guys this. So I got AOL, that's where I sign into to get my email. Every day for the last 5 years, especially the last couple of years, it seems like kidnappings, murders, Lindsay Lohan, you know, whoever, Paris Hilton, whoever the, you know, cup of the flavor of the day, du jour is, that's the headline. Have you ever, ever seen a headline on any mainstream deal that discusses all the things like that we're interested in, whether it's the USS Liberty or Charles Jacko or the London 2 bombs, the Oklahoma City or the Gulf of Tonkin or, you know, the moon or what's going on in Palestine? I mean, if you ever seen him talk about any of the stuff that we know what the truth is, it's never there. So what's that tell you?
Let me tell you one more thing.
Everything you just said.
Well, let me tell you one more thing that I think also attributes to this sort of control over people's lives is the food that they eat. I mean, people are eating absolute garbage. They think they're eating healthy when they go into a grocery store and they see 100-calorie packages that say, you know, one day's worth of multigrains and all these things. What they don't understand is those foods are completely laced with other agents that have been approved purposely because the Food and Drug Administration are in bed with one another. Food that makes you sick is approved by the same organization that approves the drugs to treat the symptoms. I mean, it's completely out of control, and people just don't care. They care more about Lindsay Lohan. They care more about which rapper got arrested or who is popping the most pills, or, you know, they care more about that kind of news than they care about news that you know, if, even locally around them, that talks about, you know, more horrible things that affect reality and existence. They care more about these stupid things, and they let their children listen to this sex, alcohol, gangster, thug mentality music with no discretion whatsoever because they like the beat. They don't even listen to the words consciously.
It's terrible. Really terrible.
Who is one of the primary distributors or reasons we have aspartame?
It's in everything. Even
who brought it to us? Rumsfeld.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He was one of the prime movers behind it.
Right.
I eat very, very healthily myself. And I agree with you 100%.
Patrick, we have to move on. We do have some other callers. And so thank you so much for calling into the program.
Thank you, Patrick.
All righty. Let's take, let me read a comment from Tom. Did you ever see the movie Capricorn 1? I think it came out in about 1975 or 76 and was based on the hoaxed NASA space mission to Mars. I remember when I saw it thinking, I bet the whole moon landing was nothing but a hoax. And remember, you got to ask yourself, where did all that money go to? Who got all that money? Okay, let's take Barry in California. Barry, welcome to the program.
Olaf, what was the main purpose in perpetrating that hoax?
Well, it's probably based on money. It was probably based on a lot of things. What do you think, Greg?
Well, that's an awesome question. I wish I could sit down with you for an hour. I sent Deanna, maybe she read it, maybe she didn't. I know she's a busy woman. I sent her chapter 2 of my book.
I read the entire thing.
I figured you might, but as Deanna, I should just let her comment on why I put that up there that high. I mean, she's a very sagacious woman, so I'm sure she'd figure it out, but, and I'll just kind of prime her a tiny bit and let her go, because I've talked enough, but I think I like your opinion. I think the whole thing was a fake space race. I think the Russians faked the whole thing, and I think you probably agree after just reading that chapter. And what that did was it set the United States, they could now go to Joe Public and go, look, the Ruskies are beating us. We got to get all this money so we can beat the Ruskies and beat number one and wave the pennant. That's what I think it was about. And the whole Gagarin thing's a joke. I mean, there's Dan Ivensender two pictures. They have one picture when he gets out of his Vostok capsule or whatever, and he's in a field, a verdant field on a sunny day. And then they take another picture, and it's snowing. And then on and on. And then they wiped him out at the end and all that stuff, too. But
what does the government interrupt about?
I'm sorry to interrupt, but if we're going to play that clip, we need to do it right now. Because of the break.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do the clip, and then we will get back to what we were talking about before. Because we need 3 minutes, okay?
When interviewed, Alan Bean of Apollo 12 initially stated that he had not gone through the belts and did not observe any effects caused by them.
Any ill effects from the Van Allen radiation belts?
No. Now, I'm not sure we went far enough out to encounter the Van Allen radiation belt. Maybe we did.
When it was pointed out that the flight pattern took him through the belts, he changed his story.
The belts are 1,000 miles to 25,000 miles above the Earth.
We went right out through them.
No effects on your cells?
We didn't even know it. I don't think anybody, well, maybe somebody said you went through the radiation belt, but we didn't feel it inside, and we didn't get any, you know, added radiation.
The space shuttle went to 365 miles a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
Because I worked in news.
Uh-huh.
I saw CNN. They said that the radiation belts surrounding Earth are more dangerous than previously believed because the astronauts saw shooting stars with their eyes closed when they got within 600.
Radiation belt. We saw shooting stars, but they're not shooting stars from with your eyes closed, although they look like it. If you're out in space beyond the Van Allen belt, and probably within the Van Allen belt, and close your eyes, and just pay attention, you don't notice it unless you pay attention, then all of a sudden you'll see a little flash like a shooting star, except it's like that. There goes one this way. Then one just blossoms. And then not that fast. Maybe you wait 3 minutes or 2 minutes, and one goes whoosh. And what's happening is cosmic rays are hitting the back of your eye and exciting those sensors in the back of your eye. So that's what you see. And they got high enough, apparently, to close them. My guess is, in Earth orbit, if you closed your eyes and just paid attention, that you would see them.
The first time they were seen was when they went to 365 miles.
Yes.
That's 650 miles below or away from the radiation.
Yeah, see, it's below. I guess if they just did it tonight. But see, if you're just going to sleep or closing your eyes or it's dark, you don't notice them. But if you'll close your eyes and pay attention, which we had an experiment to do, by the way, then you see them whistling by. Not on our mission, by the way, they hadn't been discovered yet. I saw them one day on the moon. It wasn't dark, and it was kind of dark, and I saw this flash of light. And it looked like it was on the moon, but really it wasn't. It was a flash of light in my eye.
Some scientists argue that the trip through the belts was so brief that his own...
Greg, your comments.
Well, again, I can't remember which one of the viewers said, unless, it might have been Lindsay, if you don't see the pictures, you can't appreciate it. But, I mean, that was just mindless gibberish. That was a man yammering.
I was laughing.
You know what? Well, I mean, he seems like I'd love to have him as a grandpa. I mean, I hate to say that. Maybe he's a Mason or whatever. But of all the astronauts, I honestly think, you know, he's a painter. I think he probably has an old soul, and he probably doesn't even know what he's doing right now. But he's a yammering, struggling to try to give an answer that he has not been debriefed for. It's just so obvious. I've watched that one a lot of times, and there's a part of me I'm kind of a softy at heart, I guess, but I have a lot of sympathy or empathy for him in some ways, because you can just see him struggling. And I remember one time during it, it just shows what a good guy he is, really. Bart starts to talk, and I'm bad at cutting people off sometimes, so I notice this, and I try to work on that myself, but Alan cut him off just like with a syllable, and he goes, oh, sorry, go ahead. To me, that shows a person's soul. It does. I mean, I know it's a little thing, but So anyhow, as you watch it, people need to watch the video to really appreciate it.
Yes, and he said, he basically implied that, well, if you don't know that something exists and you encounter it, it won't hurt you.
Yeah. And then they didn't discover him on his trip, but they discovered him later. But at the beginning of the clip, he didn't even know what they were. Yeah, and then you can do these experiments, and then not so fast, then you can see them. It's priceless. It's really funny.
It is. All righty, we do have to take a real quick 3-minute break, and we'll be right back.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Greg Kalina, and he has a YouTube channel. And I suggest that you go there and watch his videos. And we also will be posting those links to other videos that we've talked about in the RBN archives and also at my website. I believe we still have Barry on. Barry, did you have another question?
Yes, I've heard that the shooting, the Gabrielle Gifford shooting in Arizona.
I don't know that that's part of it. part of what we're talking about today. I think I'd like to stay on target with the moon landing. So thank you very much, Barry.
I just like to ask your guest if he feels that that was staged.
I think also. Okay, thank you, Barry. All righty. Okay, Greg, you have 2 minutes.
Well, let me read this real fast. This is a part I told you about the guy who'd investigated the Thomas Barron. He was suicided. He was the one who was investigating the Apollo 1 disaster. So anyhow, here's what this guy told me. He goes, Thomas Barron was very fastidious. This is from the book. He had just washed the car that day. I'm adding this real quick to give the background. I should have started with this. He died with his wife and his daughter, and his stepdaughter survived. So anyhow, hitting a train that was moving backwards. He had just washed the car that day. There was uneaten food on the table as if no one had touched their food. So it looked like there was a family had rushed out of the home for some reason. The accident made absolutely no sense. He was very fussy about everything he did. He made sure everyone had on their seatbelts whenever he drove his Volvo. The Florida Highway Patrol said he was going 30 to 35 when he collided with the train, but that is impossible. I tried making that same turn several times, but I couldn't do it at 23 miles an hour. It was too tight a turn, and I'd lose control. I questioned the guy who filed the report, Officer Shatler. The Florida Highway Patrol did a horrible job of that report. Three-quarters of the things were left blank. I went back and talked to Shatler 3 times. The first 2 times, he treated me okay. But the 3rd time, he had shifted, and he angrily shouted at me, "How dare you keep poking around?" I guess he had gotten wind I was sniffing around junkyards looking for the Volvo, digging up yards and asking a lot of questions. The thing that really sticks with me is that there were supposedly 24 photos taken of that accident. Guess how many I could find, Greg? 0. That's not all that was missing. The only witnesses was already referenced in his emails, but was raised hairs, too. Another strange thing is when I went to Brevard County and visited the medical examiner searching for the files. Brevard County has a population of 200,067. I asked the woman if I could have the death reports in the file for the Barron's family, his wife and the daughter who died in the crash. His stepdaughter, Robin, survived. The woman came back and said there were no files for anyone dying that day. I asked her if that was strange, and she replied, yes, it is. Then I asked if she could check the days before or after in case they got misfiled. And guess what? She came back blank-faced and said there are no files in those days either. It's great stuff. Nobody else has this, and it's probably the jewel of my book for the fact that I've got very lucky tracking this guy down. It was
okay. We've got just seconds, so tell us the name of your book.
Truth's Protective Layers. I'm hopefully going to have it done in the next few months, and I'm still working on it, and I'm proud of it, and there's a ton of information in there.
Okay, and we'll have you back when it comes out.
Okay, thanks a lot, Deanna. It was great.
Thank you, Greg. Take care. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.